Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Second Hour. Well, we have a caller in the queue, 540. We're going to get to just in a moment. But first, we want to let others know how to reach us today. 914-338-0164 is the call number. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And our callers and our listeners can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic, where you may follow us as well. We hope that you do. And we have this caller from 540 area code, and I believe this is Vicki. Is that correct? Am I right?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Fine, Vicki. So we talked to you a few weeks ago, and there was a job, right, if I'm remembering correctly?
Yes, you are, and I didn't get it. I don't think it had it. Yeah, I know. I don't think it had anything to do with my interviews, I should say. I did ask for feedback, and they told me that I was the top contender. It was a hard decision, blah, 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 blah. So the search continues. As I told you before, I am looking for a full-time permanent opportunity. Now, am I getting a lot of emails and stuff from recruiters? Yes, but they're all for contracts. And I'm trying to get something more permanent.
Permanent.
Yeah, I don't need a contracting position. After a while, you kind of get age out of the system, and then trying to find something at that time is a little hard. So that's where I'm at.
So you were a top contender, the top contender, they said, but they didn't pick you for the job. So that's unfortunate.
Exactly. So
that doesn't make a lot of sense.
It doesn't make sense to me. Did it make sense? Does that make sense to you? Because it
doesn't make sense. I'm a top contender, and then they don't hire you. No. Did they give a reason why?
No. Mm-mm. And I think, people are a little bit, because of lawsuits or whatever, they're a little, because I did ask for feedback, do I need to work on my resume? Is it something that I need to work on? And that's what they came back with. It was a hard decision. You were a top contender, blah, 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 blah.
A top contender. So, yeah. Well, maybe this wasn't the best job for you if you didn't get it.
And that's how I took it. And that's exactly how I took it. Really, I did. I'm like, okay, it wasn't meant to be. So the search continues. So
you're saying that you're getting, do you have a birth date? I have it. It's 11/26/1964. She's a 30+3. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
So you're in administration management type of work, right?
No. I'm in information technology /
IT
procurement, asset management.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're looking for something permanent. So is it possible, though? I mean, how long can you survive without work at this point?
I am working. I'm on a contract. I'm on a contract. Because I'm a contractor, so I'm on a contract that's coming to an end either next month or the month after. So
you have
that's
a couple
why
of
I'm like, I need to find. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
She's 30+3.
Yeah, she's a 30+3. So she is 40 and 50. You're going to be 57.
57.
No, you are 57 right now.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's in her 19th cycle right now. When did this contract job start that you're currently in? Have you been working there for like 6 months or 2 years?
Yeah, it's over 6 months. It's not a year yet. It's over 6 months.
But between 6 months and a year, you've been there.
Yeah, it will be a year in May or June. I need to look at my resume. May or June.
Okay.
Well,
19.
You're on a contract. How long have you been on the contract situation?
She just told us. Remember, I said 6 months to a year. She said, yeah, it will be a year in June, July, or April,
it'll
June.
Be a year?
Yeah.
April, May.
April, May, which is, essentially you turn 57 in November, which is your 19th cycle of your master number three. So you had a job change a few months prior. There's a window. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, you see, what you've got, Vicki, is when we look at your birth date, you've got a broken up eight in your day. And an eight is an easier access to money and jobs and that kind of thing. If you have it, you're lucky because it makes life easier in that regard. Yours is broken up. So what it means is that the idea of you having kind of being on the edge is just not about the life on the earth. It's about karma. So let me ask you something. This kind of work you're doing, how many years have you been doing it?
Oh, my gosh. I've been doing it for over 15 years.
Okay, so that's five cycles of your master number. And that would put you approximately at 42 years. You started when you were approximately 42, and there's your cycle again, 14 cycles, which is your first number in your birth date and your last number in your birth date. So we're looking at the way your karma works. Now, here's a prediction for you, Vicki. I think you'll be working in a job you're looking for in March. I think you'll get one in March.
But a full-time job, though, that's my thing. I know I can get a job, right? And I'm not trying to sound arrogant or anything. So the opportunities are there. I just don't want to continue to do a contract position because you kind of sit on the edge, right? It's like, okay, the contract is good for a year.
Okay, so
will they get bored? It's just
a
lot.
You want a full-time job, a permanent full-time job. So I'm going to ask you a question.
Correct.
Where in your area are they building new homes?
They're building up all around me. It is, because I'm in Washington, D.C., so it's all around D.C., Maryland, Virginia. They're constantly building. That has to stop.
I don't know where you live or what your environment is. So my question comes from ignorance. Your answer comes from pure just logic. It's just normal to you. But where I'm coming from, I'm coming from a dark pattern. I don't know what's going on in your world. So to get that validation is promising for you. Now, you asked a question,
okay,
like permanent full-time work. And I said, well, is there building going on around you? And you go, well, yeah, I'm in Washington, D.C. Of course there's building, but I didn't know that. So that validation is your answer to getting full-time work. I got a confirmation on that one. Now we switch it over to your work. I mean, the only thing we take with it is confirmation. We take confirmation. So what kind of work do you do?
IT management, information technology.
Information technology. Can you explain that to me?
It's computer, dealing with software, hardware, buying, purchasing, following up, make sure everything is running properly,
So just for fun, how can you stretch your job to construction, to construction sites, to home?
I don't know, because I think that will, again, I don't know, because I don't know much about construction. It would probably require for me to probably get a certification or something in construction.
Well,
I don't know.
No, but it's not necessarily you working in construction, but it's your job and how it would relate to construction. So if in any way you are constructing,
going for constructions or dealing with construction companies.
Well, I would think most construction company would have an area in what I do, right? It may be more of a fixed asset than technology, so to speak, right? So when I say fixed asset, meaning like, you know, maybe they're dealing with homes or portfolios, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know.
So what's going to happen, Vicki, is it's going to get weird because when you get your full-time job, the person who hires you will have some relationship to construction. Maybe his brother is in construction. He tells you that. Whoever hires you will mention something about construction and building homes. It may not have anything to do with what you are doing with him or what his particular job is, but the idea that the word will be mentioned in casual conversation is your clue.
So,
let me ask one other thing. When was the last time you got a traffic citation?
I have not had, I haven't had one in over 20-something years.
Okay, so who do you know in your world that had a traffic citation?
Probably my son.
What do you mean probably?
Maybe if anyone was going to get a citation, it would probably be my younger son.
Yeah,
they don't live with
that?
Me, so that's why I'm saying probably.
You don't know for sure when it was, but you know that he's
right.
Been tested before?
Uh-huh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so he has.
And what kind of work does he do?
He works for himself. He's like an entrepreneur. He has like a little store that he sells merchandise and stuff like electronics and stuff like that.
Okay, Kristen's going to jump in, but what I think is where you're going to be working, there's a karmic tribal connection. If you're going to be working for a company that you have a past life with in some formative way.
Either by the connections with the people that are employed by the company or the theme of the theme of the job that you'll be doing. So if we're understanding correctly, you're in IT, but there are all kinds of different companies that hire IT professionals.
Of course.
Like yourself.
Yes. 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 Mm-hmm.
Okay. And where were you working? What were you doing before? I mean, what was the field in your last permanent job? I mean, not field, but what you were doing IT, I understand that, but what?
Right, the same thing. It was the same thing. I was with that company for almost 9 years, and I got laid off.
9 years. But what was their business?
Mm-hmm.
What did their business involve?
Government, because I'm in D.C., so everything is kind of linked to government contracts, government this, government that, government, yeah.
Okay. And so are you looking for a job in that? I mean, are you still wanting to stay in that field or are you looking to branch?
I don't have to stay in that field. I am open.
Okay.
As long as the right position with the right company and the right opportunity. So I'm open.
And this last job that you had, was it in the government field that you almost got or was it a different
Government.
It was also government.
Well, you know, government.
Government, but that one would have been a full-time position, though, but it was
right.
The government.
Right. That's what I'm asking about. So you're still looking in the same field, I think where we're confused is where you're saying that there are contract jobs available, but right now you're not seeing many permanent jobs. that fit your qualifications.
Right. So how the contract works, right? Like prior to this contract, I was working for a private sector. The contract, I was on that contract because each contract has a term limit, right? So I was on that contract for 4 years because of the whole COVID, et cetera. That contract ended. Now I'm on this contract. This contract is 4 year. So once the year comes around, the company can say, okay, no, we're keeping my contracting company, or no, we'll go with another contracting agency. So it's like a limbo. There's no guarantee that they will keep my company. And if they don't keep the company that I'm presently with, then I don't have a job, right? So that's where the, that's what contracting is. It's like some of them are long-term, some of them are short-term. That's just the name of the game. They're full-time workers, but you're working as a contract.
We get a lot of callers that have contract jobs. They're in the same position as you. You know, it's common.
Yeah.
Well, does the government ever purchase buildings or construct buildings?
I don't know. I would think they do, but I don't know for sure.
Got it. Just pay attention to that, Vicki. We're trying to find a starting line to answer your question. We believe you'll have full-time work in March. We think it has something related in the conversation to construction sites, but don't worry about that.
Okay.
That's just in conversation.
Okay.
It's just like saying, oh, I went to the ball game yesterday. It's just a sign.
Right, right.
And then they may renew what you've got, but don't worry. I think that the gist of the matter is you'll be working in March. You'll find something in March and it should be full time.
You're correct, Neil. They may renew this contract that I'm on. And if they renew it, then I think it will go just 22. Then it will probably go until 23 again. So it's a possibility they may renew it. I'm just tired of just hopping all over the place. You know, I'm just looking for some stability.
I guess if they renew it, then why wouldn't they just keep you on permanently if they continue to renew it?
Well, because that's a different story, not for the phone. But they will renew it and they will keep me on, right? And it will be for another year, and then we're up for renewal again, and they may renew it again and keep, you know, I mean, that's just the way it is.
And if you sign a contract, are you bound to that contract for a year? You can't leave, or are you able?
No, not at all. I can leave at any time.
A person in your capacity, you don't have to answer this, but would salary or income be above or below $120,000 a year?
It would probably be above.
Yeah, because you're in a very, I mean, you're in a costly, so, I mean, could, very expensive in Washington.
Exactly, very expensive, yes. So it would be
Could you assume that your net would be 120?
I can assume that, yes.
Okay. Okay.
However, if I get a full-time opportunity, right, I may not make that amount because then it comes with all the perks, right? You have your 401k, you have your vacation, you have blah, blah, blah.
So, of course,
I have to factor that into the equation.
Well, if that's the case, I was also seeing an $85,000 net. There's an $85,000 net. It seems like we're in the vicinity of a psychic vision of income that is pretty much close to where your evaluations are. So I think we're close to getting you a full-time position. They may renew the contract, but you just don't want to hop around without some sense of security.
I'm getting old. I can't continue.
Yeah, it's understandable that you don't want to change around. And obviously you're in the last years of your career, probably. Do you plan to
exactly?
Do you have a recruiter you're working directly with that is helping you to find something that's permanent, or how does that work?
I have several recruiters. No, I have several recruiters that I touch base with. And again, of course, they're like, well, we have something, but it's a contract. And I'm like, just remove my name from the word contract, please.
Yeah. Well, Vicki, keep in touch with us.
And I will definitely keep you guys posted as far as what transpire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do that.
Let us know. You know, when March comes around, give us a call. Let us know what the progress is.
I will do that. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hi. Okay. So, again, 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. And hopefully we'll be hearing from some more of you today. Yeah, it's tough in the job market for a lot of people right now, and everything has changed so much.
A lot of people are seeking people to work, and they won't go to come back to work.
That's true, but it's also, I mean, you know, it's true. But a lot of jobs have changed in their structure in terms of, you know, going physically to a workplace. Many more people are working from home, and, you know, it's just changed.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're looking at number systems, you can make some rash predictions by a person's birthday. Other times you have to go to a vision, you have to go to a guide or something.
Well, it's interesting with Vicki's still listening. So it's interesting because her number system, we were talking about the age of 42, and you know, we were talking also about the number 14, 1, 4. That was her 14th cycle of 3, right? 42 years old. But her month is an 11, 2, and her year holds that 4. So her eight, not only is the cycle there in that 14, but her age at the time she started working in this field is hidden in the code 2.
See,
going backwards.
And when you're analyzing Vicki's birthday, her anchor, she has an anchor. That anchor would be 2 because it's related to a 6, and that's an 8, which would be money. Now, she has 2 6s. So we could take, like algebra, we could take the 26 in her day, and we can also look at the 2 in her day and the 6 in her year. And we both have, in both regards, we have a reflection of 26 anchored by the 2. So it's actually 2 and 6, 26, and 2 and 6, 2, and the 6 in the year. But they both add up to 8.
Right.
And when you look at those two 8s, you get a 16. Now, she's a information technology. So now you're looking at 16. Well,
we're going to get to 510 in just a moment.
She has a 16 in her first and third numbers.
Yes, she does.
So that means that
in her first and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So her karma can satisfy a nice income with the ups and downs. That's why we evaluated on that numerical level. But anyways, we got a caller.
We have a caller. Yeah. All right. 510. Hi. You're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. It's been a little while since I've called in, but it's Camille in Oregon.
Oh, hi, Camille. Hi. How are you? She's the one from Lincoln City. Remember?
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, how's Lincoln City? How is Lincoln City doing now?
Rainy, wet, rainbows, but nice. Really nice. We had an influx of tourists. Oh, yeah.
Jealous.
We had all the tourists over the weekend. Oh,
Is it still growth going on?
You mean growth?
Yes.
Yeah, for the city?
Population-wise? Not like
I think so. They just built some new apartments down the street from me. I don't know who the price point or anything about it, but they are building apartments. And I see cars in front of them, so people must be renting it. I don't know.
Do they still have the Driftwood Library there?
Yes, they do.
I used to work there. I was chairman of the library board. I used to work there.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, that's just literally down the street from us.
Oh, wow.
So you're near Nelson and everything, huh?
Yeah, we are kind of centrally located. I picked the best place where it is very easy for us to pretty much walk to what we need or take a quick bus or something. So
yeah,
it works out for us. It works out for us in that capacity.
They used to have a restaurant there called the Pixie Kitchen. Pixie Kitchen. And it was all these
Pixie Kitchen.
Yeah. Do you know about that?
I know about it, the history of it. We had something called Pixie Fest about 3 years ago that was a celebration of what used to be the Pixie Kitchen. But
yeah,
I'm not sure when it closed for business, but people are holding on to memorabilia connected to the restaurant. But
I'll tell you a funny story. I was employed there, and I'm not the handiest guy. Anyways, he wanted me to brush up his Pixies. He had cut out Pixies all over the place. You know, it was like an amusement park. But
yeah,
I told him that you knew how to paint, which he didn't know. Anyways, I didn't know what I was doing, and I painted all the Pixies pink, and the guy had a heart attack. And that day, the Channel 7 or something was coming out to do a show on the Pixie Kitchen. Oh, he chased me up and down Highway 101. He almost killed me.
With pink Pixies. Oh, no.
They were all different colors.
But I put out a blanket pink. Homogenized.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, don't hire Neil for a painting project or any household.
That's funny.
Project, because his tool of choice is tape, always.
Yeah.
Tape, any kind of tape. So, Camille, what's going on? She's 7-13-76.
Yes, I am. I'm kind of grappling with a decision right now. And I've called before about my daughter.
I thought it was going to be about your daughter. I wish I would have said it, but I wrote, isn't her name Belle?
Yeah.
Is it Belle?
Yes.
Yes, so, yeah, you see, I wrote her name down already. So I knew it was about your daughter. You're having a problem about your daughter. What's her birthday?
Yeah, I am. Her birthday is December 7th, 2011.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, so she's growing and, you know, changing every day, you know. And I had spoke before during one call how she, her teacher the first year thought my daughter had some sort of learning disability or something. Eventually, she was evaluated and found to have some sort of a severe communications disorder. Speech therapy started. Okay, we've been doing that. We met with the speech therapist maybe November. And the speech therapist finds my child on par with other third graders. And her commentary is maybe my daughter just needed to find confidence by being with other children in school and just bring her out, you know, bring her voice and everything out. So she doesn't find any sort of real issue. But her teacher, on the other hand, is asking, well, what about her other disabilities? And I'm sitting there looking like, huh? And the speech therapist just kind of looks blank. Her pediatrician doesn't find any issue. But this school where she loves her teacher, she loves her friends, all these activities like art and PE and music she can have access to. But her teacher is kind of like, she's not... It's getting
supporting
weird,
her
is what I'm
not,
saying.
So is the teacher not supporting her growth and in the classroom, supporting her being what's the teacher's issue exactly? If she loves
the teacher's
teacher,
issue,
if she loves her teacher, it sounds a little odd because it sounds like the teacher has some kind of problem with your daughter's progress or behavior in the classroom?
Well, her behavior is stellar. She's a friend to all. She's helpful. There are no behavioral concerns at all. None. None. And her spirituality is developing according to their principles, all the things that they're teaching. She's in alignment. But this woman is master's in whatever literacy and all those things. I'm not sure what the real issue is, because maybe my daughter might learn a little differently than what this woman expected, but she's learning. But I think this woman is kind of expecting things to just be snap your finger, let's go. And my daughter's taking like a slightly, she moves at her own pace, like don't rush me type of thing, but she's making steady progress and gains. But because maybe it's a little different than what this woman is expecting, one size fits all, she's assigning, okay, learning disability, where that has not been found.
So she's imposing a learning disability on your child, but no one else supports that theory, that there's a learning disability.
No one else supports that theory.
And she's in what grade? Did you say she's in third grade?
She's in third grade. She would be in fourth, but because of her late birthday, you know, they don't let you turn five in kindergarten. So she had to stay. So she would be in fourth, but her teacher thought it would be best to let her repeat first grade, which was the best in that moment. It really was. So she would be going.
She's 11.
Yeah.
She should be in the fifth grade.
No, she's not 11 because she just turned 10.
Yeah, she just turned 10. So she would be in fourth.
She should be.
Right now,
I mean,
she should be a fourth.
Right. I mean, normally 10-year-olds are in fifth grade, but because she has that birthday in December, what you're saying is she had to start late. So she's a little bit older than her classmates, number one.
Yes.
Which could be problematic.
Does she attend Taft Elementary?
No, she's not. I put her in a small private Christian school. Yeah, and this is her fourth year there. And one of the issues is when this family took over the school, they really didn't know where, you know, based on need, they might not have always had enough fourth graders or something. So maybe one teacher at one point handled that grade, but now this teacher handles that. So I think her teacher has been teaching her, expecting her to stay in her room for first to fourth. But now a third teacher has been added to where next year my daughter would have to move on to this other teacher. But the way that she's been teaching her, it makes her not necessarily ready to go in the 4 to 6 classroom in September.
What are your daughter's talents? Is she an extremely imaginative artist? I mean, what's her talent?
Oh, yes. She can do artwork. She can sing and dance and likes to do she's in the children's theater group locally. She does plays. She does Girl Scouts. She has her iPad. She records herself, you know, singing and dancing and performing.
Did you put her in a Christian school because you wanted her to have a Christian background within the educational system?
That plus our family historically, we are used to, my grandmother made the choices to put my mom in Catholic school and then me in Catholic school, but there was no Catholic school here. But I wanted her in the Christian school because it is smaller classrooms and they can still do art.
There's more attention. There's more attention for this.
You know, what I'm picking up, I may be wrong, but here's the psychic attitude that I'm getting. I think this teacher has a sort of bigotry towards anything that doesn't fit the parameters of conformity. And it's making her feel uncomfortable. And I think this teacher has personal issues for ability to teach creatively. And so it's hitting your daughter is hitting certain issues in her that probably with her.
Like a trigger.
Yeah, it's triggered because maybe she had a strict father, a strict mother, and she doesn't like anything that is unconventional. She never identified with the artist. she identified with following rules. And your daughter isn't on that train. And so you're just going to have to, I don't know, you could have a talk with the teacher personally and the teacher would probably be swayed by your attitude about your daughter and maybe make exceptions, because I think in the teacher's mind, she's also a victim.
I can see that.
Who's the victim?
The teacher
is a victim?
The teacher is a victim.
So if you talk
personally to the teacher without getting offensive, but if you talk personally to the teacher like, you're talented, you can bring out in my daughter things that no other person can, this woman would become so influenced and flattered that you'd be reaching into her inner self that has become obstructed herself due to conventionality.
Conventionality. So essentially appealing to her ego is going to...
I see that.
As far as the grading system in the school, how the speaker grades, what's going on in that regard with your daughter in all the different subjects? I'm not sure. Third grade.
Yeah, I can say she is excelling like an AB student in when it comes to the religion, art, science, social studies, behavior. But when it comes to the reading and the writing and math, because that all ties in together, it's been modified. So I can understand where there was a need to modify those things. Yes, yes.
Modifying them in what way? So I was getting math, and I'm not sure if they do. I think schools have changed since I was in school, at least, elementary school, and there's something called Common Core. And I don't know if is that the curriculum at your daughter's school?
Yeah, they do Common Core because when I worked at the school as a secretary, I would also grade the papers for the 6th, 7th, 8th graders, and I did grade those papers. But I'm not entirely sure if the 1st through 3rd graders are doing Common Core. I'm not really sure. But my daughter is very interested in math and science, yes. But the issue is... being able to read those directions, she's still getting there in terms of the reading of the directions. But when she does it, you know, she's getting it. She's gaining. She's making progress. But those math skills, those math grades are a little bit lower for now.
Yeah. So that's what I was feeling. That was part of her problem, but you're saying also reading and writing, which you expressed already that she was having some linguistic issues. But in the Common Core, from what I understand, parents are tearing their hair out because, you know, it's a departure from what they learned in school, and assisting their children with homework is very difficult because the approach to learning and teaching is totally changed. And so even parents are having problems with Common Core curriculum. So it makes sense that a child with issues with reading might have problems with comprehension in terms of how to complete homework or assignments because there's a gap
it's
in
different.
Understanding. Yeah.
But at this point, no homework.
He doesn't have homework?
No. No, just classwork. Like, we might have some projects to complete or something, but it's not, you know, it's not hours.
That's weird, though.
You'll get homework in, like, 5th grade or something like that, but in this class, you don't have it yet.
Well, is the teacher...
That sounds weird to me.
Well, is the teacher... This is the teacher that you're having a problem with, uncomfortable with her creativity, or is it just her math skills?
You know, I'm not really sure because I think sometimes teachers just kind of get stuck seeing a kid one way and then don't let them grow or something, because I know the children had some sort of, it used to be a standardized Scantron test, but now it's something on an iPad. So the children, and I haven't talked about to her about this yet, but the children had some kind of a test recently. And when I asked my daughter, oh, you know, the test, how is it going? Oh, I didn't do the test because she said that it was going to be too hard. So she was not given that test.
Yeah, like, see, that's, she's being, so, you know, Neil was talking about bias. I mean, that teacher is just crazy against your daughter. And and that's a problem. That's a problem because you're supposed to be allowed to participate just as every other student in that class participates. And for her to be excluded from a test is barring her progress. And she's already, unfortunately, age-wise behind. So this teacher is further obstructing her ability to progress. So, approaching her, like you said, Neil, I mean, I don't know. I talked to administration
about this. You might try that, but if she has some sort of issue with your daughter, that might not work. But you could try that approach.
As far as the classroom and like the children, how many students are there? I mean, is it like 20 kids in the class?
It's 22.
22 kids in a class. And what about as far as their diversity?
We're the only black family.
Yeah.
We are the only black. And let me tell you something. Over the weekend, Friday, I got an email from the principal, and he says, we have a link to a survey because we would like to know how we are performing, how we can improve ourselves as a school and as a staff. So I click on the link, and I see at the top, my email is there, but it says, this will not be shared. Okay, got it. So as I'm scrolling down, I'm starting to get comfortable answering the questions. I noticed there was a segment where ethnicity, white, black, Asian, Latino, I stopped
obviously
right
you're
there
identifying
because,
yourself if you check
yeah,
the box.
So I'm like, I'm the only black family. If I check this box, you're going to know it was me. So I removed everything and I used a blank form and I said, I will not be taking this survey until the ethnicity question is removed. And I didn't click any box. I didn't check anything because I'm like, this is not fair. The white people can take this thing and be, you know, whatever. But if I do this, you're going to know it's me. And there are no, my results, my survey answers will not be anonymous.
What's the black population like in Lincoln City?
Small.
Like 1%.
Is the Asian population more than the black, would you say?
You know, possibly. I mean, we have a Korean Presbyterian church, but I've never seen it open or whatever. I mean, but that doesn't mean it's not. But I'm starting to see more Asian people. I mean, I'm seeing diversity. It's just these aren't my friends yet, you know. I haven't made friends. I just know that. And I think there are more blacks living here than I am meeting. I'm kind of busy doing my own little thing, but we're the only black family in the school.
Yeah. I don't know. I've got the hair goes on the back of my neck about this teacher, and we don't know verbatim what her deal is, but I would start where you're at. And if she gives you, you know, pick up her cues when you're talking, if you decide to do this, pick up her cues. And if there is any sort of prejudice going on, I can stand for it because she has no right. If she's threatened that there's a black family in Lincoln City and she'll be damned if a black student is going to be in her classroom and excel, she may have an issue. I don't want to get fire under you, but I don't like what I'm hearing. And I don't know. Just take it cautiously. Don't jump any conclusions. Because you don't want to put yourself in a position of, you know, disrepair, but we'll put out energy for you. Just remind your daughter, you know, what a beautiful soul she is, and that in the attitude of controversy and prejudice or putting you down, that never, your flame will never go out. You know, just give her inspirational speech if you can't control this teacher's behavior.
I guess my concern extends though to administration of the school, because we're talking about a conservative Christian
yeah.
school. And you know, Lincoln City is a small town.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, you think on the West Coast, people are more liberal and accepting, but really your Washington and Oregon both have, there's bigotry there. Definitely. I mean, there is in California too, in certain areas, but there's bigotry in the Northwestern states. So, you know, I don't know if it's an option to put her, if you would eventually put her in a different school, a public school where there's more diversity, but
I have support. Okay. And this is something that I would have to decide, but I met a young lady who is in about 30, because this teacher is pushing 50, but I met a young lady who is just like 30, 31, and her daughter and mine get along fabulously. Her daughter is maybe a year younger. And this woman is, she has a master's in literacy as well. And she does homeschooling with her child. And she already presented with me a plan if I were to homeschool, how she would help and what schedule we would be on. And, okay, that really does sound nice. I think about possibly homeschooling, but if I did, that would be my decision. And, like, I know some friends are like, well, why don't you just – well, they're not in my house, though. I'm the one who has to make the decision. So if they don't like that, if I chose to do something like that, who cares, you know? But I have the resources, like – if I were to homeschool her and if I did do that thing, she is involved in enough extracurriculars.
Activities where
she would not lack.
Yeah. I mean,
she would not be lacking for other kids if, you know.
Well, that's a personal
decision. I don't know.
I, you know, my personal opinion is homeschooling is limiting. And of course you're responsible for teaching. And I think that, you know, when you get into the higher levels of education, it's more challenging because,
right.
you know, in high school, there are specialized teachers that have specialized knowledge in different areas. And that's why they're employed as teachers, because they have, you know, knowledge in history, knowledge about advanced math, English, et cetera. So it's challenging for a parent because they need to have a breadth of knowledge on all those subjects. So as your daughter gets older, you know, it's going to be more difficult to teach her.
Yeah. But if
but
I did it like now, you know,
yeah.
So like, yeah, I don't know, but there's a lot to consider. And like, I don't want to hate or resent a person. I really don't. But I'm like, I'm just seeing a person, a lot of insecure, look at me, prancing around. And I'm like, okay, but that's not teaching. So my daughter, she has a sense. Yeah. She told me just yesterday, she likes the fourth to sixth grade teacher, and she says it's a lot cooler of a classroom. So I said, well, will you be in that classroom in September? And she said, I don't know.
She's already aware. You can touch with us, Camille, and let us know the progress. If you do decide to talk to that teacher, let us know how.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely keep in touch. We've got to take other callers, but hopefully.
Okay, I sure will.
It's been helpful to you.
Thank you. You have. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have a caller from 860. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, thanks. How are you?
Good. I know you guys aren't, like, professional medical doctors, but I went to the hospital yesterday, and I don't know, lately, like, I've not been feeling myself or just nauseous, but I feel like it's maybe not something mental. So I'm thinking, like, what do you guys pick up?
Because what's your name, first of all?
Sorry?
Name? Your name?
Oh, Melina.
How do you spell that? M-E-L-I-N-A.
Yes.
You've called our show before a long time ago. Are you, you're a dancer, right? Dancer?
Oh, remember? Yeah. It was a while ago. Well, I love to dance. I haven't danced in a while. Yeah.
Well, that I remember that, though, about you. So anyway, that's okay. So you went to the hospital, and you're nauseous. What's your birthday?
Yeah. June 19, 1992.
Eight. What's wrong with me? 37, 10, 1, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to be 30 years old this year.
Yes.
It'll be your, I mean, your life goes in cycles of 1 because your master number is 1, but it also goes in cycles of 10. Because 37, 3 plus 7 is 10. That's the sum of real estate numbers. So your life goes in cycles of 10 as well. So you're coming up on a change at the age of 30 years old because of, it'll be your third cycle of your karmic number 10.
Mm-hmm.
So you went to the hospital ER yesterday?
Yeah, I did. Yesterday.
And... she says she's nauseous. I mean,
but that's why she went to the hospital, because she was nauseous.
Yeah.
Did they find it?
Yeah.
You went, wait a minute, you went to ER because you were nauseous.
Yeah, it's been happening like infrequently, and I'm like, maybe there's something wrong, like something else, because it's not happening more frequently.
ER is a pretty dramatic place. I mean, rather than going to an urgent care or make an appointment with your doctor, you went to ER. So what was part of, what was that decision process to go to ER instead of like an urgent care for nausea? What, are we talking to very sick, or were you vomiting profusely or?
No, I wanted to so bad, but I was at work and I was like, I'm feeling nauseous even driving. So I was talking to my mom, and then my mom recommend to go to ER, and I was like, okay, like I'll just do it, maybe they'll find out something, but nothing was found basically.
They did blood work, probably your analysis, blood work, and everything.
Did they give you like Zofran for nausea? Did they give you fluids?
Yeah, they give medication for the nausea and then Pepcid, because they're like, maybe it's more likely like reflex, acid reflex, or GERD per se. It was just, it's just weird because I used to feel like this before years ago, and I'm like maybe thinking maybe it's related to that, but I haven't felt like that in a while.
Well, what was the problem before?
Oh, I'm not sure, to be honest. I always had like stomach issues since I was a child, and I would get nauseous after eating. And now it's occurring again. And for a while, I've been really good. I gained weight. I've been working out more frequently. But now it's just, I feel like I'm back to that state again of like feeling nauseous after I eat.
Have you seen a gastroenterologist?
Not yet. So I'm about to like call up, refer to one and make an appointment with them.
I mean, that's what I would suggest. And maybe a functional medicine doctor, someone who looks at a naturopath, someone who looks at the whole body, because a lot of times gastroenterologists are not super helpful. And the conventional treatments for things like acid reflux or GERD, whatever's going on in your stomach, if that's what it is, aren't going to be really solutions to the problem. They're just Band-Aids. And so finding out why you're experiencing this stomach pain, if it's diet, I mean, do you eat spicy foods? Is there any reason you would have indigestion, or do you get indigestion from everything you eat?
But now it's like everything. So.
Well, you know, I mean, we cannot give medical advice.
Yeah,
you know, we can't do that. I mean, we can talk to you about psychic stuff. We can, you know, we can suggest, you know, you got to go get medical attention for something like this. So we can't really, we can't diagnose you on a medical level. We just can't. But if we go to the psychic world, let me just ask you something. Are your parents divorced?
No, they're together.
Is your father, would you describe your father as being a stable, calm guy, or your mother as being a stable, calm woman? Or which one's more erratic?
My mom is probably more erratic. My dad's more calm.
And does your mom have any medical symptoms? Does she get aggravated, headaches, has to lay down?
Yeah, she gets like really bad migraines, or not migraines, just bad headaches sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, so on a psychic, on the psychic profile, your some of your symptoms are, I think, are behavioral. Now, this is a psychic opinion, not a medical.
Yeah.
Okay. And that might be manifesting in your body because you're taking on some of the energy of your mom without even realizing it. Now, don't forget, we're not giving medical advice.
Well, it's interesting, too, because her mom's the one who suggested she go to the ER. So, I mean, it's just kind of connected with the train of thought here.
We don't want, you know,
not that the ER was a bad idea. No.
But some of this may be due to some of the experiences you had in internalizing and observing your mother, and that might be part of the situation. Are you a big water drinker?
I've been trying, and sometimes I'm the worst. So I try to drink like other fluids, like Gatorade and other stuff, but I've been pretty good just recently.
Go to a doctor and like Kristen suggested, but on a psychic viewpoint, I think some of this is borrowed from behavioral patterns that are manifesting in your body system. But, you know, we can't diagnose. Do I think psychically you have a problem? If you're calling because you think you might have something serious psychically, I don't think you do. But that's a psychic approach. It's not a medical approach.
Because I was thinking, like, maybe, like, there's something psychological that you guys could pick up on, or, like, maybe that I'm something internalizing that I'm not even, like, pinpointing.
Is there any anxiety you're currently experiencing about your life?
Yeah, I feel like there's so many things, anxiety, and I have...
So is there a lack of relationship or problem in a relationship that you're having?
I mean, relationship probably is like one of the biggest ones. It's just, I feel like everyone around me is getting married or in a relationship, and I'm like, what's going on? And I used to not feel like this before, but now that everyone, my sister's like, you're about to be 30, and like all my cousins, I'm like, it's now, and now that my sister's married, I'm like, I feel like everyone's on me now.
And is it in your family? Is it like culturally? I don't know what your ethnic background is, but is it a pressure to be married at by a certain age?
Oh, for sure. Like Hispanic families, like you're Hispanic. Younger probably.
That's probably part of what's contributing to the problem as well.
It may be some of that and some of your mom, and, you know, you might have an internal anxiety energy level that's in your body that could be triggered by any factor or anything. And it may now become chronic. And now it's getting aggravated again. And you're getting to be 30. And so all of this may be attributable. If you're asking for a profile of a psychic viewpoint, that's probably where it's coming from. You know, you might... I don't know. You could do counseling or something, but if this gives you a sort of a heads up to start the ball rolling,
we're not
minimizing the medical condition. You know, go have that checked out further. But as far as psychological stuff, we're picking up something.
Anxiety. And if you've seen another person like this, like picking up psychically, what would you recommend them to do?
Well, we're saying go to see a doctor. First of all, I mean, we're saying go to the doctor because we can't give medical advice on a psychic level. I mean, there are things that you can do as far as, you know, calming your anxiety, breath work.
You might need a therapy. You might need to have some therapy.
Yeah, I've been going to them, but I don't know if it's, like, working.
You've been going to one and it's not working, switch to another one. For obviously you've been going to one, so something's going on. Are they talking about your issues? Are they discussing your issues?
Discussing it, but sometimes I feel like there's like, I'm like stagnant. Like there's no
progress. Well, a lot of therapists, you need to find a better therapist.
Yeah, you need to connect to a therapist that understands your soul and is sensitive to your journey, because what's happening is that this therapist you have, you're not connecting to this therapist because there is no connection. It's just it's academics lessons. So that might be something you might want to do. You know, I mean, to get to the core issue of your problem, it isn't like get a puppy, you know, go out and smell the roses. You've got some internal things going on that can be rectified. If I will say you are going to get married, you know, you're going to have a good life. You're going to have a relationship. You'll get married. Don't worry about those things. Your birth date suggests a really good existence for you. What do you do? What kind of work do you do?
Well, right now, I'm working for the state, for the Department of Labor, but I'm looking at, now I'm really looking at like what I want to pursue, because I'm looking at like forensic psychology. I wasn't even looking at nursing, and trying to figure out.
So you're in the psychology field. So, you know, get yourself a better therapist, get one that's going to understand and how to probe and connect to you on that journey. So you can work out some of your issues and things like that. And if you are prone to, you can always give us a call for personal reasons.
Yeah.
You know, that's another option.
So you guys like privately, you mean?
Yeah. It's, you know, these are short readings on the air, but hopefully
you can always
helps.
Give that a try and see if that helps, you know. We do that kind of work and stuff like that. So it's up to you.
Yeah, any help, I greatly appreciate. Yeah, I'm just writing all down what you're telling me.
Great.
I feel like everything is like, I feel like more it's internally than it's just now affecting me physically, which I don't want to
occur. That's what I think.
Yeah, when it starts manifesting, you know, physically is when you really need to get serious about making changes. But I definitely would seek out a new therapist. Is the therapist a male or a female?
A female.
Well, that's fine. I mean,
she may not be fine. A female therapist is fine, but this person is not.
I don't
fine.
Think this one's working. So let this one go. Find somebody else, or, you know, don't waste time with this one. It's not working.
Do you think like a CBT, I'm looking more at like CBT type of therapist, do you recommend that?
What?
Cognitive behavioral therapy?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I mean, what is it going to, you know, I mean, the technique is not as important
as
the talent of the therapist.
And the results that they're going to get in it. You know, you don't want to be stuck in therapy for years and years and years. And a lot of therapists, you know, there's codependency between the therapist and the patient, and progress is slow. The idea is to not be in therapy for your whole life, to fix your problems and move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we suggest, Lena.
Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome.
Help out a lot.
Okay, take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And, you know, we have Gwendolyn's on the phone, and we don't have a lot of, we're like way over. Hi.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to keep you guys. You're way over, like I said. Hey, listen, I just have one question I'm curious about. And how are you today, Duo?
How are you? That's okay. 626-1969-3912-3. Okay.
May I ask a question? What is the correlation between myself and my current boss? He's 726 60. No, yeah, 7/26/60. I'm 6/26/60.
Wait, 7/26/1960 or 7/20?
7/26/1960.
Well,
just
you guys are.
Weird.
Yeah, you guys are born on the 26th of each of your respective months. 1 month preceding, I'm 1 month following yours rather. He's
right.
Proceeding yours, so he's a month, and 9 years. There's a month and
yeah.
9 years, or nine years and a month. Sorry. Go ahead.
And I have to give it you guys for a long one when I move in.
Gwendolyn, really quick, because we're way over. Your master number, his master number, comes to 12, which is your karmic number. You're a 3, he's a 9. 39 are your is your karmic number.
Wait, did I add something up wrong?
Did I do it wrong?
15, 25, he's a...
Wait, did I do it wrong?
He's a 4 and she's a 3. They're a 7 together.
Oh, I did it wrong.
Yeah. So you guys, so correction, 3 and 4 is a 7. He's a 4, 31. You're a 3. And in fact, your months are become his inverted karmic number. So 6 and 7 is a 13. 4, you guys are born on the 26th.
Yeah, years are interchangeable.
The years are interchangeable.
I mean, there's still a lot of connections there going on. So you have a path life with them, and there's a lot of connections going on between the two of you. So on the first note.
Huh? You're cutting out, so we're not hearing everything you're saying is a problem.
I thought there was something like to it because it was just too easy. Like, I know him. That's how it feels. Like, we know each other.
Are you like romantically interested in him?
No. He's my boss. He's married. White, beautiful woman. But we just click. I mean, we're beside each other every day, but he really doesn't irritate me, and I don't really irritate him. We play around more than anything. And we, you know, he teaches me a lot. I learn a lot with him. You know, we do everything, irrigation and all. So, you know, just the learning. We work so very easily. Even his wife says they work together like a machine.
My guess is that your past life brother.
He was
a past life brother.
My guess is he was a past life brother
and
to you.
The interesting thing too is Gwendolyn,
a past life brother.
Yeah.
Your days, 2 and 2, become his master number 4, and the 6s aligned are a 12/3. So you know your days hold your respective master numbers as well. So there's definitely past life been going on. And it's great. It's good to know that you're getting along with your boss and happy. You know, we heard from your last show and things are going well. So we're happy for you.
Okay. So it's a past life brother. I just knew something was up with his crazy ass. And here it comes. I will be in touch, you know, as I'm done and settled move. We'll do a personal, but I knew something was up. I just had to ask. I know you guys.
That's where we're at.
All right, peace out. Enjoy the West Coast.
Okay. Gwendolyn, take care. All right. We are way over and back on the air on Friday. We'll speak with you then. Bye-bye.